We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to the Freezes podcast. Yeah. Last week I gave a special thank you to our bathroom listeners. And this week I would like to give a special shout out to our school or work listeners.
Oh.
So if you're listening to us while at a place of education or professionalism, we would like to extend our warmest thank you. And say something inappropriate to ruin the vibe of your professional environment.
Piss, shit.
Yeah, piss.
Yeah. Balls, farting. Yeah, farting balls.
Thank you to our listeners who should probably be doing their work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, thank you to these listeners in particular. These are the people who just kind of left the, they left some good comments on the most recent Threesis episode on Spotify.
Nice.
Which at this time of recording is episode 194. It is, we have from Jay Willie. Jay Willie says, I'm genuinely impressed how consistently y'all, parentheses, Danny, seem to read comments / reviews, etc. It's fun, it's fun to think, you guys read these, even if they aren't fun or shout outable like this one. Haha. Aloha. Well, guess
well,
what?
Joke's on you,
challenge
Jay Willie.
It is shout outable.
Because
you feel stupid now.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Willie. Yeah. And then also, we got a couple other ones from, we have the Ohana Love Project. Whoa, okay, we got two Hawaiian-esque shout outs
with Aloha
and Ohana. They just say it was funny, I guess. And then
right on. I will take that. I will absolutely take that.
Yeah, and then a fairly consistent commenter as well. This is Shruti Sharma. I believe we've shouted out Shruti before.
Yes.
Shruti says, so this was when we did the Christmas song Mad Libs, which was particularly fun. Shruti says, ugh, this was such a good Mad Libs. Shout out to the Pachow Mouse from Lion King. Daniel's had like the suggestion of like the mouse that Scar like attacks at the beginning of Lion King or whatever. Yeah,
shout
yeah.
out to that mouse.
Yeah,
to that
yeah,
mouse.
Yeah, yeah. It was a particularly good Mad Libs. I think you guys, despite I think how unhinged some of your nouns are getting, it was, yeah, yeah. There were some great moments in that one. But yeah, thank you guys for leaving comments, especially on the Threesis Spotify stuff. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's a really easy way to kind of interact with us. And I can publish some of them publicly, which I just did for all three of those.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you can interact with us on our Spotify feed. You can also get a shout out by DMing us at Threesis Podcast on Instagram, or give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, or join our Patreon family, which is my favorite one. You can also leave a YouTube comment, although I think it's been a while since we posted anything on YouTube. But yeah, Danny's flavor of the week is enjoying the Spotify feed interactors. So be one of those.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun because you got the polls there too that you can vote in as well. So
hell yeah, baby!
Nice. Hell yeah, baby!
Speaking of pooping,
oh really? Okay, yeah. Hey, whatever. Go for it.
Which is a callback to the very beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys about something that we all do all the time.
Oh, that I'm assuming is not pooping.
It can be, but it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you, I had an apple the other day and I was thinking like, does everyone eat an apple like I eat an apple? So I was thinking like, do you guys, well, first of all, what's your first bite? Is it like side to side apple or is it like up and down?
Oh,
it's side to side.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like the core and the stem are like
on either side of your mouth
are horizontal to my mouth.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Right. So you flip the apple 90 degrees and then bite into it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
In fact, if you don't do that, I think you're weird.
I know that I did know this about Daniel, that I think Daniel, you don't turn your apple. You just kind of bite into it like that. Right.
Well, I used to eat my apples, bottom to top.
Wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
Pretty certifiably wrong because I'd eat all of it. Like not the stem, but like all the seeds and the core and everything.
Jeez.
And just go straight from the bottom all the way to the top.
Jeez,
you know, that's right here.
Yeah, that's unusual for sure.
But I it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah,
then you don't
they
have to
let
worry
you
about
do
throwing
it.
A court. Yeah, you don't go to jail or anything.
No,
yeah.
no, it's not so offensive, and you're not next.
So then, after your first bite, do you like go all the way around?
Yes, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I go around the world until I've connected with where my first bite was, and then I work my way out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. But when you're going around, are you going around with the top row of teeth biting into the new part of the apple or the bottom row of teeth? Biting into the new apple.
I have to like mime eating an apple now so I can like connect with that side of myself. Yeah.
I think I actually weirdly, it might be bottom teeth because I think I go for the, I think I go for the top of the apple first, in which case I feel like if you're going from the part you've already eaten, then you're going to get more of your bottom teeth going in because that part's going to be a little cratered from
where you're saying like you just made a divot in the apple, right? And you're saying, do you put your top teeth on the edge of the divot or your bottom teeth on the other edge of the divot? Is that what your question is, Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which row of teeth is making the extending the divot?
Extending the divot? My bottom row.
Yeah.
My top teeth anchor in the divot and my bottom teeth go exploring.
I guess I'm the weird one out.
Uncharted territory.
Yeah.
I do the opposite. I hinge with the bottom teeth and the top teeth bite into the new part of the apple.
This is maybe stupid of me, but like the reason I don't like it is that like I feel like I'm getting like the good part of the apple, which is also sticky because it's sugary. Like I feel like I'm rubbing that against my chin.
That's a good point.
I don't like that idea. I'd rather rub my nose. I'm just kidding.
I think for me it depends on literally which side. Like if you have it 90 degrees, right, like where the stem and the core or whatever, like those are on each side of you, right? And then you would flip it once you've made a hole around the world, right? And then you would go for like the top, for example, towards the stem.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I would use my bottom teeth. But if I'm going, I'm going upwards. I'm going.
God damn! I want an apple now. Good job.
Yeah. This is
God apples.
Yeah. The apple lobby is going to send you a check.
Brought to you by Big Apple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brought to you by New York.
New York. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we can move on from apples and move on to beef.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to start some beef with you guys. Well, not with you guys.
Okay.
Alongside us?
We're fighting together, not together.
So who are we starting beef with then, Daniel?
Okay. Yeah. Have you heard of the, I think they're called You Should Know podcast?
Okay, You Should Know.
No, I've never heard of them.
I don't think so.
It's like two guys.
It's going to be hard to beef with them if we've never heard of them, but we can try.
This is going to be a little bit harder than I thought.
It might be. I might know who these people are.
Only have seen them on TikTok because I scroll through TikTok and I've seen them.
Yeah.
But one of the people on the podcast, I can't tell if he's doing like a bit or if he's actually just kind of not very smart.
Like they've never heard of McDonald's weird?
I mean, the one example that I have here with me is so guy one, the guy that I think may be doing a bit or is So guy one says, what animal are you most afraid of? Guy two responds, like fish. And guy one says, like, no, animal.
Oh, I did see this
and
clip.
He's like, what? And he's like, yeah, fish are animals. He's like, no, fish are not animals.
Oh, he like thinks that animal means mammal.
Mammal, yeah.
Yeah. And then like somehow they move on to like humans. And he's like, what, you're saying humans are animals, bro?
Dog, my dog.
And like he always gets so passionate too and really sticks to his guns. It's very entertaining and also kind of sad to watch. Another example that I saw was he was like, yeah, like I'm so much smarter than you and like I know so much more words. I'm like the epitome of
nice,
like high knowledge of water. He's like, what are you like, what did you just say? He's like, yeah, epitome. He's like, epitome. He's like, guy one was like, oh yeah, that's like the slang way to say it. And he's like, no, it's not.
Why would he think that anyone is using epitome in a slangish way at all?
He
really shifts the paradigm.
Nice.
I mean, so you're saying that we should beef with this podcast?
What's the beef here?
I am kind of calling him dumb.
Well, I was going to say, like, do you want to call him a dumb liar, too? Because I was going to say, like,
how do you want to start this beef, man?
Like, part of me, it, like, instantly just assumes that he is exaggerating, like, he's hamming it up for the attention of it. Like, to where I'd go so far as to assume that, like, before they start filming a clip, he's just going to be like, yeah, dude, I'm just going to be like, I don't think fish are animals, you know?
This is the bit that I'm going to do.
Like, to me, like, the idea that I mean, obviously anything's possible, right? But, like, part of me is like, dude who doesn't know words, specifically being like, I'm so much smarter than you. I know so many words, including this long one, like feels so like perfect that it feels like it's a setup.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, that's fair. So should we like say something about like their moms or something, or like, how do we want to like go about our, you know, like,
we've insulted their intelligence and integrity in one go now. So that's like, what else is there even?
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
Their moms. Yeah.
Their moms. Yeah. There's what's left is their mothers.
But I'll
have to start sending you more TikTok clips of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, in general, like, it is always kind of a funny, like, corner to paint someone into if you're trying to antagonize them with, like, so are you stupid or a liar? Like, which one is it? You can be both, but like, which one is it?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oftentimes you can be both. Absolutely.
Yes, but you have to be at least one, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I should be stupid. I think it could be good for our podcast.
You're gonna try it out. Oh my gosh. Mason and I just constantly having to correct for our clearly stupidest podcast co-host. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I just went to Disneyland. You're like, what the fuck is that, dude?
What's that?
Jellyfish aren't real.
Oh, hello. Oh yeah. I mean, speaking of TikTok in general, the last thing I want to do for this episode, which I think might take a second, we'll see, but it's blind ranking, which is a very common popular thing on TikTok itself.
This is triathlon.
Yeah. Well,
I think I know what blind ranking is. Yeah. Blind ranking is like when, like, okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but like, Daniel, you're given a list of well-known restaurants, but like, all you know is that you have to rank them 1 to 10, but like, you don't know which ones are coming up. So you just have to like,
right. Yeah. And then if one's like better, then you'd be like, oh no, but I only have this spot.
Yeah. We kind of did that. So you guys joined me for a video on the YouTube channel where we did that with funny TikToks where you had to rate them. And Daniel's list, I think I agreed with more, but that was because he put the farting one on the top, you know, and that's always number one, you know,
in my heart.
And so the reason why this is called the blind ranking triathlon is because I have 3 different topics of which there are going to be 5 things.
Whoa.
And I want you guys to I want you to both have your own lists.
Okay.
So if you want to write these down, you totally can, but like, if you just going to do 5 things, right? So we're going to have things ranked 1 through 5.
Okay.
Great.
And then I want to hear what you guys come up with in terms of your list.
I'm down.
Where I'm just going to give you one thing at a time from these categories, and you have to you have to just put them there. So the categories are video games, movies, and TV shows.
Great.
So we're gonna do 15 different things, but we'll start with video games. How about that?
Great. I'd say probably video games one. No, I'm just
Movies two, I guess. Yeah. Okay. So in terms of video games, these are franchises, so think of the full franchise.
Okay.
All right. The first one is Minecraft.
I've had a lot of fun in Minecraft before. Like, I'm a firm believer that like private server life is the way to go, or like play specifically with a group of friends and where you make a really stupid world together, you know?
Totally.
I'm going to put it at 2. I really enjoy that game.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never played Minecraft. Okay. So I'm just going to say 3.
Okay. 3. It is I believe it's the highest selling game of all time, potentially.
Really?
Tetris.
Oh, Tetris. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Minecraft's like top 5 at least, which is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can really make it anything, which is probably why.
Yeah.
It's a safe bet.
Okay. So Minecraft locked in. Mason,
Fortnite
it's
2. Next?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. So
as someone who has played a lot of Call of Duty and is pretty good at it, I'm going to say like 4.
5.
Because it's like, it's a cesspool, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
It doesn't leave your life any better than when it found you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's got a very known toxic like fan base.
Yeah. Like, if I could go back in time and make my younger self choose a different game to get good at, I would. Because
other than Guitar Hero,
you'll literally meet some of the worst and dumbest people you could possibly imagine playing this game.
And then
also,
you mean like fish aren't animals, people?
Like fish aren't animals, people, and also like also bigotry.
It's
fine. They're not as good as white people.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what's funny? I was gonna say what's funny too is that Mason, when we lived together, Mason would play Call of Duty on my Xbox Live account.
Yeah.
And people would message me like later when I was playing on it, playing like a different game like Smite, and they'd be like, fuck you, you know, and, or like for something that Mason did, and it's pretty funny to like,
and then what would Mason always reply with?
Oh, I'm using tilt controls. Yeah. Which is a Mario Kart thing, right? Or is it
it's a Mario Kart it, like, preset response.
Yeah. I'm using tilt controls. Yeah. And he would always say that to these people. Yeah. I remember
it's really funny in two ways, because like tilt controls, you know, like you're tilting.
Yeah. Really OK, so Call of Duty, Mason, you put it 4. Right.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, I just put it at 2. I don't know, man. Okay. I liked it.
Okay. You guys. Yeah. So Daniel, you have your 3 and your 2 filled out then, right?
This is based on personal preference,
yeah.
right?
Oh, not yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Personal preference. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3, a game that I don't actually know if you guys have played, possibly a little bit, but Animal Crossing.
Never played it. My friends have played it a lot and say that's really good. And very like wide appeal, so I'm gonna put it at 3.
Yeah, okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Wanna save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have no idea.
Which is funny because now my 1 and 5 are the only left, like the only available slots.
Nice.
So I have to hate one and love one in order for this list to work out for me.
Okay.
Well, we're going to find out. I just said 4 because it's not really my thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fair.
I know it's good.
I feel like almost objectively it is a good game. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 4 is Super Smash Bros.
Oh, say less, fam.
I know what Daniel's putting it.
Damn. I mean, I'm just gonna put it at 1 because I do like I enjoy that game.
Yeah. All right.
And I also think, for what it's worth, like, I think it's a great concept.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of a groundbreaking concept to do, like, basically an MCU, but 20 years before they did it.
Yeah. Totally.
And no, that's fine. That can be at 1 for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Daniel, you're putting it at 1, I'm assuming.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Danny, tell me what my least favorite game of all time is.
Well, what's funny is like, I'm trying to think of like, what would be the ones that would absolutely ruin your like list would be like Kingdom Hearts 5 or like Dota 5 or like, you know, whatever, like those kinds of games. Okay. Number 5 is Mario Kart.
Oh,
damn. Well, I have to.
Yeah,
I have
no choice. But Mario Kart is 5 for Mason, and Daniel, for you, it's also 5?
Yep, it is. Dang.
So my list ends up being Super Smash Brothers, Minecraft, Animal Crossing, Call of Duty, Mario Kart.
Dang. Mm. Okay. Obviously,
and mine ends up being Super Smash Brothers, Call of Duty, Minecraft, Animal Crossing, Mario Kart.
Yeah. So if you guys could switch anything around, you'd probably move Mario Kart up.
I would personally move Mario Kart to like 2 or 3, and then I can keep everything else as is.
Okay. Daniel, same.
Yeah, I would shift my 2 and 3 down to 4 and 5, and my 4 and 5 up to 2 and 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, by the way, like another piece of shit talk I want to give for Call of Duty is that it's not even balanced well or that like smooth running. Like it's like buggy sometimes,
which
is insane given how much money they print.
Yeah.
And then also like the spawn system has always been terrible, which is a problem they've had since day one.
Sure.
So it's also like not well made in addition to being absolute garbage as a player experience.
Okay.
So,
well, listeners at home, definitely leave a comment, especially on Spotify, of which of those lists you think might be better, or which lists you align with more individually and spiritually.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to movies.
Moopies.
Here are 5 moopies. There is a theme here. These are all holiday-esque.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Okay.
The first one is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is the original animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Mm. Oh, not the
not the Jim Carrey one.
The original.
Yes, the original. Yeah. The original Grinch, like the old. I think it's from like the 60s or 70s. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put it at 4.
Okay. Ooh.
Really?
Ooh. Okay.
I just don't like care about it as much.
Yeah.
And also like,
but his heart grew, dude, like 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I was just out by then, you know?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. It's an old folk tale. I feel like I'm not attached to it at all.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a legend.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's not real, Daniel. Get over it. All right.
The Grinch can't come to you.
Santa's real, but the Grinch isn't.
I don't know, dude. Isn't. I'll give it a, oh man, I don't know.
It's tough. The first
one's
tough.
I'm gonna give it a 2.
Ooh,
I'm just gonna give it a 2. All
right, yeah. So here's where I'm sure Mason will be happy that he placed Grinch in 5. So he has a lot of room for this movie, Home Alone. Mason's fave. Yeah, yeah.
Damn. I mean,
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'll just put it at 1 because I like it.
Wow.
Mm.
I think it's a good holiday movie. Mm-hmm. It's silly for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. Just slightly like has enough adult content, but like there's enough porn in it for the older family members. No, like there's enough like content that's not entirely kid like for like parents or whatever.
Sure, sure.
It's nice to watch the Joe Pesci get bonked, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Daniel, where'd you put it again? You put Home Alone.
I'll just put 3, man.
Like, okay. It's
fine. It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. We forgot Kevin.
Yeah, we forgot Kevin.
Yeah. Okay. Number three is Elf.
Elf.
As referenced in my last episode, Elf, featuring Will Ferrell as Buddy the Elf.
Oh, I'm so conflicted because on one hand, it got over-memed, so I started, like, as a child, disliking it because of how often people would, like, quote it.
Yeah. Sure.
But I think as a standalone movie, as far as holiday movies go, I think it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
hard to make something original and, like, fresh and, like, you actually nail the tone, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. So what do you guys think?
I think I'm maybe just not that that jolly because I feel like I don't like Christmas movies in general.
Okay.
I can, like understand that Elf is a good movie pretty objectively, but personally I'm just like I'll take it or leave it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know? So where are you putting it?
Axe that shit.
That's why I'm gonna say it's 1.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I wanna say it's 4 though,
because
2 and 3 are already taken up.
Mm.
Oh, I see. It's 1, 4, or 5.
Yeah.
So I mean it sounds like your heart's at a 4.
Yeah.
You know what though? I don't think it'll get better than this.
Mm.
We're gonna put it 1.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Damn. So
I'm putting it at 3 because I'm averaging health. Averaging out how well made I think it is versus how much I personally did not like it when people quoted it.
So Mason, what are you at? You have Home Alone 2 or
Home Alone is 1, Elf is 3, and Grinch is 4.
Okay. And Daniel, you have, what's yours again?
I got Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Home Alone 1, 2, 3.
Right, yeah. Just these movies have to suck. All right. Okay. So these ones are holiday adjacent for one reason or another. Frozen.
Harry Potter?
No, Frozen.
Oh. Frozen.
Disney's Frozen. The first one, yeah.
More like Frozen.
Okay, so 4 for Daniel. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, this is tough because like I think Frozen is like pretty good, like in general.
Yeah.
But it's like 2 or 5 for me.
Oh yeah. Uh-oh. And the question is, do you think that I'm going to leave a good one for the end or a bad one for the end? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they did have that like subversive, like the bad guy's not actually the bad
guy. Yeah. A little bit of a twist. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? All right. Mm-hmm. Fine. You know,
a solid one.
This is hard to defend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it at 5 because, because I can at least think of something to not like about it, which is how like overdone Let It Go became and how like a lot of parents like sort of shake their fist at Frozen for being the thing that their kid like wants to watch 24/7.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to channel that fake parent bitterness and be like, you know what? Fuck this movie. 5.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mason, you have 2 left or 1?
Yeah. The only one left is 2.
Okay, cool. Cool.
I was afraid of the last one you mentioned being good and I have to put it at 5.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Daniel, you put it at 4. So now you just have 5 left. This is just has to be the worst.
Sir, okay. This one's going to be hot garbo.
Yeah. Let's go. All right. Mason, I think you'll be happy with this as well because the final movie is Harry Potter Potter, the Goblet of Fire. Goblet of Fire in particular. That's my son, my boy, my boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that might be the least Christmassy one, which is extra funny to me.
Yeah, because they have the Yule Ball, at least, which, like, happens during the holidays. Yeah, they do.
They have to ask a girl to prom.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So, Mason, that's your number two.
Number two is That's My Son, That's My Boy. I'm sure that all of us at Christmas time see, we want to shout for different reasons. That's my son. That's my boy. When you're with your children around the campfire,
whoever your son or boy is.
Out
of the way. That's my son.
We'll get out of the way for you.
I think the only way Mason's list could be something he would agree with more is if number one was anything having to do with the Hindenburg.
Can I tell you guys, my girlfriend is thinking about buying me like a really big Hindenburg poster for my room.
Wait, so she knows about this. Yes.
I told her, Lego set. I told her that on our podcast, which we have listeners who are inside on these inside jokes now, is that like I am the biggest Harry Potter virgin in history. plus a Hindenburg stan. Which is like not a super normal 1-2 punch. We can make it work. And I'm wondering if, like, so my webcam is on when we do these, like, recordings. I'm wondering if I should just hang up a Hindenburg poster, like, just back here so that when I'm recording with y'all, you can see how much I'm obviously, this is my favorite event in history.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's terrible. Daniel pitched a Lego set of the Hindenburg earlier, which I think is so fucked. To have, like, kids have, like, little fire pieces.
And you can drop it and build it again.
Oh, my. And someone has to say, oh, the humanity.
To do destroy it.
They
have a little minifigure of the guy that goes, oh, the human.
And don't worry, everybody, not that many people will die.
Only 35
of your Legos.
Bet you thought it was gonna be more.
All right. Do you guys feel pretty happy with your list, by the way, so far?
I'm actually perfectly fine with my list, pretty much as is.
Okay. All right. Final round is TV shows. We can breeze through this. I do believe you guys have seen at least a little bit of each of these. All right. Okay. First TV show on the list is SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm going to be controversial.
Ooh.
I'm going to put it at 4.
Because,
I don't actually think the show's bad. However, for the first, like, 18 years of my entire life, I didn't really watch SpongeBob, and all I did was watch kids be really annoying while quoting it and over-referencing it. So I'm putting it at 4 because my first emotional memories of the show are negative ones.
No, that's
fair.
In
which I think other people are being cringy.
I had that with The Office, honestly, when I when I was in college, I like grew to resent The Office theme because I had to associate it with me waking up from naps. Because our roommate Connor at the time, he was
and Kyle,
yeah, they were like done with school, or like Connor was like done with school already, so he would watch The Office all the time. And it'd be like 1 PM, which is a very normal time to watch TV, but I was
Danny's asleep.
I was a shitty college kid who like didn't get enough sleep at night, so I would nap and then I would wake up to The Office theme and I like grew to resent the show. And then I rewatched it later in life and I was like, all right, it's pretty good. But yeah.
I still think it's mid, so
that's fine.
SpongeBob. That's a solid 2, man.
It's a 2, yeah.
Okay.
Leave a little room for an even bigger banger. Okay. Following up SpongeBob with The Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, we're going kids show. A
couple of kids shows,
I have seen that one too, and I think I liked it a little more than SpongeBob, so I'm putting it at 3.
Ooh, okay. Damn, okay. They're both good.
I think I'll also put it at 3.
Okay.
I think one really big strength is that it plays directly into like a child fantasy, and those are the best for like little kids to watch, you know?
Even though it's always like slightly off, you know, like Timmy wishes for something and it's always slightly not what he wants.
Monkey's paw.
Or super not what he wants.
I'm guessing too that like the comedy of it itself is a little less good than the comedy in SpongeBob.
But I'd say so.
The aesthetic of it is good enough for
me. Sure. Okay.
It's a 3 for me.
All right. TV show number 3, quite different, still animated, South Park.
Easy five
for me.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. I've never
found it funny at all to begin with.
And then if you add on to the fact
that like it's probably every dumb guy's favorite show to quote. you know? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just being really mean today, I think. maybe it's because we started beef with people I've never seen
at
the start of the episode. But yeah.
It awakened something in you.
I want to be clear that if you like or quote South Park, I don't hate you.
But
there are people who've quoted South Park to me who I hate.
Okay.
And I don't think they were entirely unrelated elements.
South Park 5, that's totally fine. I think that'll work with these remaining two. The fourth show on the list is Rick and Morty.
You know what's funny? As I was going to compare Rick and Morty earlier because, like, so you know how, like, the fandom of the show inherently kind of ruins, like, SpongeBob or South Park for me?
Yeah.
I feel like Rick and Morty...
Same.
Yeah.
...would have been like that, except that I first started watching the show before I had any exposure to its fandom and liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's quite strong.
Yeah.
In a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did learn what the fandom was like, and it literally made me like the show less, which isn't necessarily the show's fault.
Yeah. Well, I think also
and also with like the creator of it, you know, being a terrible person also adds to it.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So number one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll put it at number two, I guess, because I literally only have one and two available.
Yeah.
I got one and four.
Okay. Ooh. Daniel's got a big decision here.
Definitely more of a one than a four. I'm just hoping that the next one's more of a four than a one.
I'll put it at two, and I actually am okay with that because compared to these other three shows, like Rick and Morty has had a larger potential to actually make me laugh.
Sure. So Mason, you have one left.
Only one is left.
Okay. Daniel, you have four.
Yes.
All right. So one of you will be happy about this. One of you probably won't. The final show on the list is Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh.
I
wouldn't put that at one, but I'm okay with it being at one because it's well written and well loved.
Mm-hmm.
Does this include Korra?
No, just the original.
Fuck!
I know. Daniel wants to make it worse in his head by adding Korra. but no, this is the original.
I don't ride or die for this show, but it's definitely... I'd probably put Rick and Morty at one on this.
Sure, sure.
From like a personal enjoyment perspective.
Yeah.
And then Avatar's fine up there too.
I think it's funny, Mason, is that I think both of our girlfriends are Avatar ride or dies though.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Wait, really? That's funny.
Yeah. My girlfriend Hannah, that's her favorite show.
I didn't know that.
We had potential interest in like if we ever got a cat together, naming it Azula and having it just be a black cat.
That's funny.
But yeah, they're also doing the live action in February. It comes out in February, which I'm excited for.
Oh, yeah.
That has, I'm surprised any studio was like, yeah, dude, make this, considering like how railed on the last movie got for being terrible.
Well, and also, like the expectations are going to be mega high, I'm sure. Just because like you have to do.
Are you sure it won't be low because of the first movie?
Maybe. It's hard to predict.
Yeah. I think it's just because they're trying to replicate the exact, I think they're going through almost the exact or very similar story as the original series.
Mm-hmm.
They going to call the main character Aang?
No, they're going to call him Aang. They're going to call him Aang.
How about Aang?
Aang.
What about Oong?
What about Hindenburg?
So my final list. My final list reads. Avatar, Rick and Morty, Fairly Odd Parents, SpongeBob, South Park.
Cool.
I would probably flip those first two if I knew all of them at once.
Sure, yeah.
And mine is Rick and Morty, SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents. Oh, it's in order.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar, South Park. And I would probably put Avatar higher up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would keep Rick and Morty first.
Okay.
And probably Avatar second, then SpongeBob, then Fairly, then South Park.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of blind ranking is that, at the end, you're not always.
Know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Although I do stand strong on South Park number five.
Mm.
Me too.
Yeah.
I also think that I've heard it's like satire and I've seen enough episodes to be like, I guess it's satire. Mm. It's just not good satire.
Yeah.
Mm. It's certainly not smart satire, which is what satire is supposed to be.
Yeah. So. And they kind of lean on the idea that they just offend everybody. So no one should get offended.
And that is such like a 2004 edgelord take.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I understand why the show creators who are 2004 edgelords like feel that way. Yeah. But I feel like if you still think that in like 2023, then I don't know.
I mean, you can really call that a triathlon because there was definitely that ticks a little bit out of you because it's definitely a longer, you know, idea. But I thought it was fun to just kind of hear you guys' opinions on this different stuff.
Totally.
And
thanks,
with that. Yeah. That is the once again, let us know in the especially in the what did you think of this episode of Threesis, you know, area of Spotify. Oh, yeah. Let us know.
Let us know your rankings and how mad you are at our takes.
Or if you think that anyone had a particularly hot take during that time. Basically, it's just become...
Also, bring us the heads of the podcast that we mentioned. Bring us their heads on a stake.
Let's mobilize our fan base. But and with that, Daniel, what is there anything you would like to say?
Hey, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hi.
Bye, y'all.
Give me a hug.
Fish or animals.
I miss you.
Come here, give me a kiss.
Call your mother more often.